most of you not to think that the girl reboot of Ghostbusters wasn't the greatest movie ever. They're just okay. They're just
people got mad at me when I didn't go see it on Broadway because I didn't have that kind of bankroll at the time. But I watched a YouTube version, like the video version of Hamilton, and I'm just like, this just isn't good. I don't. People could yell at me all day about how much they love it. I don't care.
It's just okay.
It's just not good.
I mean, I enjoyed going to watch it because I'm a history buff. But this whole trend of, hey, we're going to remake history. I think they're doing 1776 now with women and like playing like George Washington. Yeah. I don't understand why that's in any way interesting.
I have good news, though, for those of us who like obscure USA TV from like the USA Channel back in the day. Quantum Leap is getting a reboot. Do you remember Quantum
Leap?
I remember
Quantum Leap.
I was a Quantum with Scott Bakula, I believe, was the guy in Quantum Leap. Getting a reboot now, which just makes me sit here and say, this generation listening to us, Clay, that's the millennial or Gen Z and below, they have not known the greatness of MacGyver, which is a show that
MacGyver
clearly
could definitely be rebooted.
Deserves ever. Listen, MacGyver and Murder, She Wrote, that was like the 90s for me, man. I love those shows.
I'm just going to keep giving this as a gift to Hollywood because I'm a caring person. Make a streaming show or an HBO show on the Lewis and Clark expedition. Do it. It'll be number one in the nation. Take it.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
The last couple of years have been bumpy for business owners. How about a break? If your business has five or more employees and managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. This is not a loan. It's a refund of your taxes. The challenge is getting your hands on it.
Go to GetRefunds.com. The team of tax attorneys they've put together are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program and have already returned $1 billion to businesses. They can help you, too.
They do all the work with no charges up front and share a percentage of the cash they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, and even those that had increases in sales.
Go to GetRefunds.com. Click on Qualify Me and answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is available for a limited amount of time. That's GetRefunds.com. GetRefunds.com.
Greetings, naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black here, founder of Rough Greens. You know, about 40 years ago, I was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. The doctors told me there was nothing they could do, nothing. I needed to go home and get my affairs in order. Well, I decided to take a different track and ultimately became a naturopathic doctor for now over 20 years. I'm also a world-class dog lover, and I know that lots of dogs suffer with digestive problems, itching and scratching, low energy, achy joints, bad breath, you name it, they suffer from it. And research showed me that dog food is dead food. So I formulated Rough Greens with specific vitamins and minerals, probiotics, antioxidants, omega oils, all the stuff your dog needs. Just sprinkle on a little bit of Rough Greens. It's easy. My dogs and I are so convinced it can help your dog, we're offering a free Jumpstart trial bag. All you have to do is cover the shipping. Don't ever give up on your health or on your dog's health. Order your free Jumpstart trial bag at roughgreens.com. That's R-U-F-F-Greens.com.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car. Foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's R-E-P-A-I-R-S-M-I-T-H.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code Q-U-O-T-E.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. The coffin of Queen Elizabeth II has arrived in England after the short flight from Scotland. The coffin will be taken Wednesday to the Houses of Parliament, where it will lie in state for 4 days before Monday's funeral. King Charles III will meet it at Buckingham Palace. Lower gas prices slowed U.S. inflation for a second straight month in August, but most other prices across the economy kept rising. That's evidence that inflation remains a heavy burden for American households. PNC Bank senior economist Kurt Rankin says there's a good reason the stock market is struggling today.
This report suggests that the Fed is going to go ahead with a 75 basis point hike out of this month's meeting, September 21st, which would be the third consecutive 75 basis point hike. I think Wall Street was looking at the potential that that rate hike could be 50 basis points instead of 75.
Consumer prices surging 8.3% in August compared with a year earlier. Meanwhile, the stock losses today are deepening. The Dow is sharply lower. The blue chips now down 1,088 points. Also at townhall.com, former NFL star Herschel Walker now enjoys a lead in polling for the Georgia state race. Bob Agnew with this report.
Senator Rick Scott of Florida heads up the GOP effort to recapture the majority in November.
He says when it comes to Walker's progress in Georgia,
two things have happened.
First, Scott says Walker's gone on the offensive, letting Georgians know what he stands for.
He's leading the polls now by 3 points.
And Scott says Walker's done more to expose the leftist views of incumbent Raphael Warnock, hurting him in the polls.
He's basically 44-44 on fave-unfave. We're going to win in Georgia. Herschel's running a great race.
Scott was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Charlie Dombeck here from Key City Capital. As a practicing CPA for nearly 30 years, I have found that 80% of your ability to grow your wealth is dependent upon two factors, taxes and investment performance. At Key City Capital, we improve investment performance by diversifying capital into off-market investment opportunities in passive rental real estate and alternatives like asset-backed lending. We recover dollars that clients unnecessarily pay in the form of income taxes, creating a lifetime annuity of savings. We are a sponsor of passive, affordable single and multifamily residential rental investments, which are located in Sunbelt landlord-friendly states. These investments are the top choices in a rising interest rate and inflationary environment. They represent a store of value, protecting your capital from market volatility. Learn how we at Key City Capital can help you ultimately grow your wealth rapidly. Connect with me at keycitycapital.com or give me a call at 817-912-1500.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club. Weekday morning, 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Stavros Anthony, Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor, and I hope to earn your vote this November. After spending nearly 30 years as a Metro Police Captain, I decided that the radical left had too much power in Southern Nevada. In fact, the entire Las Vegas City Council was made up of Democrats. And though I was a Republican, I ran anyway, and I won, becoming the only Republican at the time to serve on our City Council. Through the years as both a regent for our system of higher education and as a member of the City Council, I fought to streamline spending, invest in our public safety, improve our infrastructure, and balance our budgets. Today, the Democrats have the same stranglehold on Carson City as they once did on the City Council, and it's time once again for a change. As our next Nevada Lieutenant Governor, I will fight for safe streets, low taxes, new job opportunities, and a balanced state budget. Learn more and get involved at StavrosForNevada.com. I'm Stavros Anthony, candidate for Lieutenant Governor, and I hope to earn your vote. This ad was paid for by Stavros for Nevada.
It's 12:04, and this is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Prosecutors have formally filed a murder charge against Clark County Public Administrator Robert Tellis in the killing of Las Vegas Review-Journal investigative reporter Jeff Gearman. A criminal complaint, which was filed yesterday, shows Tellis faces a charge of murder with the use of a deadly weapon, with the victim being older. Legal experts say prosecutors are preparing to argue Tellis is guilty of first-degree murder. Gearman wrote a number of stories exposing the turmoil surrounding Tellis' oversight of the Public Administrator's Office, which oversees the estates of people who have died. He reported that current and former employees claimed TELUS created a hostile work environment and carried on an inappropriate relationship with a staffer, which impaired the office's ability to get its work done. TELUS lost his re-election bid in June after the stories were published. Gehrman was found dead the morning of Saturday, September 3rd, outside his Northwest Las Vegas home. Police say he was fatally stabbed the previous day. KMZQ satellite weather, partly cloudy with an isolated thundershower today, about a 40% chance, a daytime high of 88. Right now it's 86 degrees.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Quick check of the traffic cams. Those lane restrictions on Interstate 15 southbound between Tropicana and Russell continue. And that's causing some backups all the way to Sahara there on Interstate 15 southbound. Also, road work on the 15 between the California-Nevada line and mile marker 1 near Prim.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Tuesday, September 13th. We are motoring into September. The holidays are just around the corner. And believe it or not, we are now 56 days till Election Day. I tell you what, having Megan Barth on the show always brightens my day. I don't know why it is, but we always have so much fun together, and I'm really happy to have her on. Megan, great to have you on. 56 days from Election Day. What is the major political story that you're following today?
Oh, gosh. I wish there was just one. I'm buried in stories that I'm trying to get up on the Nevada Globe. I think one of the things I initially saw this morning when I opened Twitter, which is pretty much where I get my news and current events from, is that the head of the Democrat Party in Nevada and the Democrat Party, which is now run by socialists and overthrown by socialists, called the Nevada Democratic Party, Judith Whitmer, was on the White House lawn with some other guys, some other communists, I assume, celebrating the Inflation Reduction Act, exactly at the same time that reports were released, which inflation is still close to 9%, and grocery prices are at the highest pretty much in recorded in modern history. I believe it was another 13 to 15% grocery prices have risen.
And now, if you look at the Dow is up, is down over 1,000. The Dow is reacting, and we've got the president trying to celebrate our economy going into the dumper.
Right. I mean, of all the days to celebrate the Inflation Reduction Act, should probably not be on the day that it has been proven the Inflation Reduction Act certainly isn't working based on the numbers, and certainly isn't popular based on the absolute carnage that we're looking at when we look at Wall Street. And that, of course, affects everyone's 401ks. I was not the one that was saying that the Inflation Reduction Act has absolutely nothing to do with the reduction in inflation and actually throws gasoline on the inflationary fire. I mean, of course, I was saying that, but so were 230 other economists were also saying this, including Democratic economists, specifically from the Clinton administration and the Biden administration and the Obama administration. So it's just not us, you know, right-wing kooks out here, conspiracy theorists, as the Democrats like to call us, of basically throwing water on their celebration. It's their fellow Democrats, like Larry Summers, who was basically the economic guru under Bill Clinton, who was saying that basically this act this Inflation Reduction Act is actually going to make inflation worse. And Bernie Sanders is even on record referring to it as the so-called Inflation Reduction Act.
Again, joining us, the editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com, Megan Barth. Let me just add, do you think the voters get this? You and I see this, and we see it the same way. This Inflation Reduction Act was a fraud from the beginning. Even the title was a fraud. But do you think that voters get this, and will they retain this when they get to the polls beginning October 22nd for early voting?
Well, I think voters who actually are paying their own freight understand that things are getting expensive. I think that the average voter understands when they fill up their car, when they go to the grocery store, when they pay their electric bill, that things are getting more expensive. I think also people with common sense would understand that spending trillions of dollars in government money is actually going, you don't need an economics 101 degree to understand that government spending causes inflation because it devalues the dollar. So those with just basic common sense and those that are actually trying to keep a roof over their head instead of living off the government, those voters understand it. However, not all voters, as I say, common sense is not so common. When you look at, for example, Democrats across the board, think Biden is doing just a bang-up great job. I mean, I've never seen such high numbers for approval of a presidency when it comes to Biden supporters. Democrats, a majority of them, think that Biden's doing great. It's over 50%. However, then those same voters will admit that they're worse off than they were 2 years ago. But those voters are still blaming Donald Trump, much like Dana Gentry of the Nevada Current, who tried to blame Jeff German's death, the reporter from the RJ, on Donald Trump.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Let me just ask you, if you look at the TV ads that we're all seeing, whether you're in northern Nevada, southern Nevada, or somewhere in between, the one thing you find is that 90% of these Democrat ads highlight abortion. Is abortion really going to be the issue that determines the outcome of our elections here on November 8th?
Well, Democrats are sure hoping as hell it is, because that's all they got to talk about. I mean, if you were Catherine Cortez Masto or Susie Lee, or Stephen Horsford or Governor Sisolak, would you want to be talking about inflation?
No.
Would you want to be talking about the economy? Would you want to be talking about President Biden's disapproval rating? And would you want President Biden to come to Nevada to help you campaign? Obviously not, because none of them have extended an invitation, let alone an olive branch, for the president to come and help them secure these very tight races that they are in. I mean, I'm going to remind your listeners that every single race in Nevada here, specifically for the U.S. House, the U.S. Senate, and the governor, is up for grabs. It is within the margin of error. It is a dead heat. And this will affect the down ballot as well. So if we have, for example, a turnout of 80-90% in the rurals across all counties, many of these incumbents, like Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, will be a one-term incumbent.
And by the way, did I see on NBC that they're reporting that Cortez Masto is in serious trouble and that Adam Laxalt is really making inroads?
Yes, and you probably read that on the Nevada Globe.
And I did.
TheNevadaGlobe.com. Yes, I wrote about that yesterday. When you have NBC basically saying that Adam Laxalt is a threat to Catherine Cortez, there wasn't anything that the reporter for NBC that wrote the article, which I outlined, could find as a saving grace or even a Hail Mary for Catherine Cortez Masto. Catherine Cortez Masto has outspent in a certain week Adam Laxalt by $10 million when it comes to campaigning as far as television ads. Now, those ads that she has been running nonstop, they're negative attack ads. Those ads have been given seven Pinocchios, which I reported on, by the Washington Post. So if you're Senator Catherine Cortez Masto and you cannot seem to get a comfortable lead against your challenger, your GOP challenger, Adam Laxalt, after spending $22 million in negative attack ads for a week, after having NBC come out and basically tell you that Adam Laxalt is your greatest threat, and when you have polling showing that you can't get over a 50%, even with Hispanic voters, as the first Latina senator, you have to be saying, ay Dios mío.
Let me just ask you, you spend a lot of time in northern Nevada, in southern Nevada as well. Give me your sense of where the electorate is. Are they plugged in yet? I mean, are they taking this thing seriously now that we're 56 days out from an election and October 22nd is the first day of early voting?
Well, you know, I can speak from simply just covering events. And I was up here maybe a couple weeks ago in northern Nevada and at an event in Reno, Veterans for Laxalt. He had 200-300 people there on a very hot day, I must say. The Bass Fry is another huge event that Adam Laxalt put on with a variety of conservative speakers, including leaders from around the state of Nevada. That was a sold out. Thousands of people showed up again on a hot day. You have Joe Lombardo Baptist Church in Las Vegas, and then a stop up here in Reno. They're expecting good turnout for that as well. So we're seeing good turnout. And specifically that Veterans for Laxalt event I mentioned in Reno, over 20%, I believe it was, maybe even 30% of the attendees were Democrats.
That's incredible. That is absolutely incredible. What is the issue then, Megan? What is the issue that will turn this election? And in particular, in the final 56 days, when people really start zeroing in on specific issues?
Well, I think that if the Democrats keep bragging about how great the Inflation Reduction Act is going to reduce inflation, and our inflationary numbers keep going up and our Wall Street numbers keep going down, I think that's literally going to be the tipping point. I mean, after all, it is about the economy, stupid, right? I mean, that's the greatest phrase ever coined, quite frankly. Because it does come down to the economy, what motivates voters to go to the polls. Midterms historically have always benefited the minority party. When Republicans were in control, we saw a blue wave. When Democrats have been in control, we've seen a red wave. And if history is a precedent, if history does repeat itself, you know, the predictions of a red wave are still strong. But again, I will warn everyone, just because they say there's a red wave doesn't mean that you're going to sit on your behind and not go to the polls or mail in your ballot. The voters will determine how big the wave will be. It will either be a trickle if there is low voter turnout, or it will be a tsunami if there is high voter turnout. The midterms always benefit normally, generally, the minority party. The Republicans are the minority party in D.C. They are the minority party in Nevada. And so if voters are going to vote with their pocketbooks, the power in the Senate, the power in the House, and the power in Nevada could have a dramatic shift to the right.
Megan, I want to ask you, the New York Times in the last couple of days has come out saying that Democrats may be overstating this enthusiasm that's going to put them over the top and maybe won't give them clear title to the U.S. House or the U.S. Senate, but that it won't be as bad as people are saying. Do you believe that it's going to be as bad? And do you believe the New York Times is right on this thing?
As bad for the Democrats?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, you know, the Democrats are very crafty, if you will. You know, there's that other saying that basically says if you don't know what you're doing, at least show up and pretend like you know what you're doing or something like that, or at least dress like you know what you're doing. It's something to that effect. The Democrats always like to dress it up. They're always using euphemisms for dysphemisms. And that's just a great tool of propagandists just in general. So the Democrats, of course, have basically anointed this Inflation Reduction Act as the second coming of Christ. They believe that abortion is going to be their winning issue in the midterm, specifically with women. However, you know, who could help the Democrats the greatest in their bloviating is Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham, a Republican, announced today that, you know, he's pushing for federal legislation for a 15-week abortion ban. Why now? What's so damn important? If you know that abortion is the sacred cow of the Democrats, and they believe that they can ride this cow over the finish line with suburban women and women in general to victory in November, then why, Lindsey, do you think that this time in our nation's history, 56 days, I think you said before, the yeah. most crucial midterms in our country's history, why now?
Good
Why not
point.
Wait till maybe, I don't know, you have a majority in either house?
Good point. Good point. Megan Barth joining us from ReaganBabe.com and the editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. I want to switch gears. We are still mourning the loss of Jeff Gehrman from the Review Journal. And the fact that you do what he did. You're an investigative reporter. Do you fear that this might begin a string of copycat stuff around the country relative to investigative reporters?
I already believe that. I've been doing this game for, I don't know, over 10 years now, I guess.
Yeah.
In some aspect, whether it came to election integrity, much of my work has been used without my name on it. Which is fine by me. I don't mind being a ghostwriter investigative reporter because I know, number one, that evil exists in this world. Number two, I understand that absolute power absolutely corrupts. And where you find absolute power is in government. You know, we used to, Jeff, Gehrman used to have to worry about perhaps a hit by a mob boss, right? However, the mob has been somewhat, basically broken up, right? They're not the power, the corruptible power that once exists. Now politics is where all the corruption exists and all the power exists. And so when you challenge that power, when you expose the rot within the political machine, you know, as a journalist, you are taking a risk. Anyone will, and desperate people will, much like Gary's executioner, alleged executioner, his power was going to be taken away from him. His title, he lost an election. He felt as though probably he was losing everything, but his exposure is what he feared most. And so I will continue to expose corruption and rot within government, and it does not have a political preference. Corruption is in all politics, regardless of party affiliation. And so it is the duty of the press to hold those in power accountable, and I will continue to do so.
Stay safe, my friend. Stay safe. If folks want to know more about what you're writing about, what's coming up in the coming days, where do they go?
TheNevadaGlobe.com. You can follow us on Twitter. Oh, and we just launched a new newsletter, I believe. I'm not responsible for that, but we are launching a new newsletter, so you can sign up at TheNevadaGlobe.com. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at the same handle, The Nevada Globe.
Megan, we'll talk again next week. Be safe out there, okay?
All righty, Kevin. Thank you.
Megan Barth, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. I love the platform. It is wonderful, and it changes every day. So check it every day. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue.